Okay, today I just wanted to finish up the Sugya of Rosh Shevarim. On Sunday we'll start the second parak. The first Sugya we'll do is Basar Meikara Basar Tavama Hazlinan. It's a lengthy Sugya, the Balamor and the Mochamos to take a look at, and I have the Marmachamos as well for the first Sugya. So you can pick that up. Okay, today will be somewhat brief, just simply to go through the first finish up our Sugya of Rosh Shevarim. We pointed out, the Gemara tells us when it comes to the issue of Hazama, that in a case of Hipilashina Vesim Eseno, our Gemara assumes that Yatzal Acherus and there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and as a result, if there is an instance of Hazama, so therefore, Chayiv Lashalim. And we pointed out the difficulty that the Gemara in Git Nadaf Mabay seems to indicate that certainly is not that simple. Even if you assume that there is Yetziya Barosha Eivarim, what exactly does that mean? Do we assume a Shtar Shichur is necessary, or is it not? So this we pointed out as a Machlokes Tanoim, according to the view of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Akiva, in such a case, a Shtar Shichur is still necessary. According to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir, that is not the case, that the Eved as of that point goes free entirely, and that the Knani is not in need of any Shtar Shichur at all. So the Gemara tells us the following. How do you understand that in terms of our cases of people Hipilashino v'simeseino, that on the one hand he's Yotze b'shino, but no sin to me, eino. How do you understand that there is a chiyuv tashlumin? Does that link to this issue of whether tzarech or eino tzarech shtar shichur? So the Gemara says that perhaps that Braisa is in fact taking a stand, and that is assuming like Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Meir that eino tzarech shtar shichur. So therefore the maskaras ha-gemara and gittin is the following, that if you should assume that no get shichur is necessary, certainly you're obligated to pay. The Eved is considered to be a ben chorin from that time, and obviously if sima eseno, in such a case you're chayiv l'shalem, that if in fact that is not really true, to some extent he is considered to be an Eved, it's just mu'uko get shichur. So then the Gemara says we are uncertain as to whether in fact it is necessary or not. So on the one hand, when it comes to the case of Hazama, our Gemara says that Chayiv L'Shalim. On the other hand, the Gemara says that, regardless of the case of Hazama, even in terms of what Chiyuv Damim is there to the Eved himself, that's to be a Safek. If you assume, is the Rambam Rivdu LaHalacha that Sarah get Shichur. So he pointed out that the Rambam writes in Perakei Halacha Dal Epochas Avadim, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva, that Sarah get Shichur. And if that is true, it should be a case of Safek. So how do you understand our sugya, as the Rambam indeed paskins it in such a case, that in an instance of Hazama Chayiv L'Shalim? So one possibility to some, Iri and Shita Mukubetzis, is the following, that it's true, that really it is considered to be an Abaya Delo Yivshita. What exactly does that mean? So Bez will not be Motzi Mamon, but nonetheless, Tfisa would in fact work. So this of course is a Chiddush, that Tfisa would work when it comes to Tashlume Rosh Eivarim. We discussed in the past whether Tfisa would work when it comes to cases of Mamon, and whether Tfisa would work when it comes to instances of Dinei Knasos. But in this particular case, right, Tfisa in fact would work, as the Mir writes, Tafas Ein Motzino Somiyado. And if the second Chiddush of the Mir, Tfisa in fact work, that means that this is considered to be quite meaningful. And therefore, if the Edim were attempting to go ahead and to assert that that is true, there is a Chiyuv of Kashozamam, and that would result in a Chiyuv Tashlumin. If this is true, perhaps one could apply this to the difficulty in the Rambam Shita. That the Rambam in Hilchos Chov LaMazid, we started to see Perek Dav Halachi and Aleph assumes that in that case of Shein followed by Ayin. So in such a case, the Rambam writes, of course, he yotzei l'cherus al yidei Shein. When it comes to Ayin, the Rambam writes that is a safek and if tafas ein motzino sel miyado. And that seems to be directly sosa with the Rambam writes in Perekei Lachadal of Bochus Avodim, where the Rambam writes in that case of Shein va'ayin, then there's a chiyuv tashlumin which is b'toras v'adayin. And that's what the Raavad points out, that the Rambam, right, to Soser himself, Hilchos Chov LaMazik, as opposed to Hilchos Avodim. The Kesef Mishnah pointed out the following, that maybe it's referring to two different instances. When do we assume Hilchos Avodim that certainly there is a Chiyuv? Maybe that's referring to a case of Im Kibel Get Shichur. That's the Ukimta. We're talking about an instance where he already received his Shtar Shichur. Again, what's somewhat difficult is the Ram does not say that. It's referring to a case in Kibel Get Shichur. And furthermore, if that's the case, so what exactly is the Chiddush then of the Rambam at all? He was Yotzei L'Cherus, he already received the Shtar Shichur, he's an absolute Ben Chorin, and now some goes over and injures him? Well, of course, one is obligated to pay. You would think that there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin because he was an Eved. Well, of course not. Now, all of a sudden, clearly, he is an absolute Ben Chorin. So somewhat difficult, that issue of Kesef Mishnah. Right? The Rambam then is discussing that instance where you're chayiv because it was afterwards. If that was not the case, so that's what the Rambam writes, that's a suffix, that's a chosel mazik, and in such a case, then tfis in fact would work. And then you have to assume the case Mishnah has no chosedus, that if tfisa works, as the Meiri, that's relevant already for the chiyuv of kasher zonim. So he started to see the chiddush of Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam seems to be talking about very different cases. The Rambam of Chos Mazik points out the following, that is one which is Bazachar Zeh. The Rambam writes that Hitul Shein Avdo, and then the Achar Kach Stimei Aseino. So that's referring to that which is Bazachar Zeh. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Avodim, there the Rambam is discussing a case where it is Babas Achas, and very Meduk, as Rechaim points out. There the Rambam does not say Achar Kach, but rather this Stimei Aseino. And the Chiddush then is the following, that if in fact it is considered to be Bazachas, then there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. If it is Bazeh Achar Zeh, then that is not considered to be the case. Why is that true? Well, if the individual is still considered to be an Eved at the time that in fact occurred, the Rosh Shevarim, he was an Eved, so that's exactly what our Gemara tells us, that Tachas Shinov, lo Tachas Shinov Ve'eno means that we don't assume that even though it occurred b'basachas, all the results is shichra. There is shichra, of course, but there also is a chiyuv tashlumin. But that chiyuv tashlumin is b'toras roshe evarim. That's exactly as our Gemara tells us. And therefore, then you would certainly be chayiv. The case, however, in Chov L'mazik is referring to a case which is somewhat different, and that is Bazachar Zeh. That means already after the first act of Hakah, he is no longer considered to be a full Eved. And therefore, one cannot necessarily assume that the Parsha in the Chiddush of Rosh Shevarim would apply. That's an Eved which is Yotze the Cherus, but still it's Mu'uk of Get Shichrur. So now the Gemara in Gittin raises the following issue, that if in fact that is the case, that you have an Eved who is Mu'ukav Gek Shichur, that experiences Chavala, in such a case, right, what happens with that Tashlumin? Right, there's no Chiyuv of Rosh Eivarim. What happens with the Chiyuv Tashlum, which is Batoras Chov L'mazik? And that, the Rambam writes, is the Gemara is considered to be a Safek, and therefore, Ein Motzino Sam Yadal, but Tfisa, in fact, would work. This issue, right, that Rav Chaim raises, and the Diuk and the Rambam this Biur, right, perhaps could be part of a larger picture, and that is as follows. When we understand that there is Yitzias Eved Knani Barosha Eivarim, how is it that we understand that particular halacha? Is that considered to be a din tashlumin midin chov lamazik? After all, that if a person is chov b'chavero, of course he's chayev l'shalim. So normally when you have an Eved Knani, so what do you mean? The koma shekon Eved konarabo? But no, here the tashlume chavala takes the form of being meshachre, the Eved. But it is rooted, the chiyuv of Rosh Eivarim is rooted in Tashlumin, which is Midin, Chovel Umazik. Or should we assume really that is not the case? That Rosh Eivarim really is not simply Midin Chovel Umazik, but rather this is unique, Kalacha Midin Shichrur. Now, just as there are various forms, various tools that would require that you are Meshachrin Eved Knani, Meshachrin Eved Ivri, Suhu Adinami, but Rosh Eivarim is a halacha of Shichrur Eved, not necessarily directly related to Tashlumin, which is considered to be Demei Chavala. Again, Rav Chaim's Biur clearly is assuming that Rosh Eivarim, right, is not Midin Chov L'mazik. That's exactly why the Rambam places the Iker Halach in Hilchos Avadim. This is Midinei HaEved. The only time it's Midin Chavala in the placement of the Rambam is very Mediyot, when you're talking about one which is Bezeh Charzeh, he was already Yotze L'Cherus Al Yedei Shino, and then you have Eino. That is considered to be that which is Midin Chavala. And therefore the difference, if it is considered to be Bas Achas, that is considered to be Tashlum Midin Roshei Hevarim. If it is Bazach or Zeh, that is true of the first. When it comes to the second, that in fact is not the case. Now a similar teretz is found in the Bach as well. The Bach is found in Simen Reis Samach Zayin, where the Bach writes, what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodim, that Nos Not Deme'eno, that's talking about a case of Bazachas, as Reb Chaim assumes. Here the Bach adds the following, or even Bazach or Zeh, the Bach adds the further Chiddush, Kol Zman Shalom Nigmar Dino, that the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheirus. Right? It doesn't have to be Basachas literally, that it was one act of Hakah, but Kol Zman, that there wasn't a Gemar Din, that the Eved should go free, so all of that is considered to be Basachas, and that is when the Rambam writes that there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin. In Chol B'Lomazik, already was Kfar Yatzel Echirus, meaning there already was a Gmar Din that he goes free, but was before the Get Shichra. That's the case that the Bach writes of Chol B'Lomazik. It's a similar to what Reb Chaim writes, Pasachas as opposed to Zeh Achar Zeh, but the Bach just argues Pasachas does not have to be understood in the most literal fashion of a single act, but Kol Zman Shelo Nigmar Dino L'Cherus, in such a case that will be called Al Pidin Pasachas as well. When the Pnei Yeshua cites this teretz, right, of the Bach, a difference between Basachas as opposed to Zeh Achar Zeh, the Pnei Yeshua, and that's Sugin Gitnan Daf Mem Beis Mud Beis, just writes that the Chorah should be a Sfar HaFulcha. The opposite should occur. That if, in fact, of Basachas there is a Chiyuv Tashlumin, it's a Kolshkein, there should be a Chiyuv Tashlumin, Zeh Achar Zeh. That if, in fact, he is still an Eved, and yet we say there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, so when he is considered to be, right, Mu'ukav Get Shechur, so why should you assume that any Chiyuv Tashlumin is in fact Paka? So therefore again, to assume that that's Pshat in the Rambam, the Pnei Yeshua points out, is somewhat difficult. Again, what Rabbi Chaim assumes is the following. If you would argue that this is true Midinei Tashlumei Chavala, right, the first possibility, that Yetziya Barosh Eivarim is Tashlum Midin Chovel Umazik, that certainly is true. If there is a Chiyuv B'Toras Chovel Umazik, while one is still a full Eved, why would one argue that somehow that is paka when his mu'ukav gets shichrur? The kavachomer, right? If you're chayiv, when you go ahead and injure your eved, of course you're chayiv, when really there is no full shibud mamam, all that it is mu'ukav gets shichrur. That's exactly why Rav Chaim stresses that this is not midin tashlumei chavala, and why the Rambam does not place this halach in chovel amazik, red v'chus avadim. This is midin shichrur, in the sense of tashluma b'toras, Rosh Eivarim. And obviously that's predicated on the fact that this is being done to your Eved. And therefore calls man that individual is your Eved in such a case that certainly is in fact true. Mashen Kein, if it's considered to be after his Yotzei L'Cherus, even as Mu'ukav Get Shichrur. So that's the more general question of the Gemara in Gittin, that how is it that there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin when the Eved is considered to be Mu'ukav Get Shichrur. But Pasha Pshat again, that the instance of Rav Chaim that one could argue against the Kasha Pnei Yeshua, that this is not a Kal V'Chomer, if Bazachas and certainly Bazachar Zeh, because these are two very different halachos. If it's Bazachas, then it's considered to me Midin Rosh Eivarim. If it is Bazachar Zeh, then it is Midin Chov L'Mazik. In such a case, what is true of one is not necessarily true of the other example. Just a diuk and a Kasha that the Rashba raises, the Rashba's found above a command of Heyam and Aleph, where perhaps the Rashba seems to imply that this is considered to be din chovel umazik. Again, not necessarily muchach, but simply based on the kasha that the Rashba raises. We had mentioned, right, the brice of Rachia, that they're chof dalet avos nizikin. The Rashba is just very bothered, very simply, why is it that Rosh Eivarim is not mentioned in that list of Rabichim? Why isn't Yetziya Barosh Eivarim considered to be among the list of Avos Nezikin? Maybe a simple teretz could be is that the Gemara says, what does it mean to be an Av Nezikin? It means that there's halacha of Metav, Metav Sadeo, Metav Karmo, Yishalei. There's halacha of Metav. If that's the case, perhaps that's an obvious teretz that one could suggest, and that, what do you mean? Of course there's a Tashlumin. But what is the Tashlumin? Even if you argue that Tashlumin is Batoras Chovel L'Mazik, the Tashlumin is that David will in fact go free. So how would one argue that there's a Tashlumin Kesev or Tashlumin Meitav? Unless you assume cases, for example, like Argamara. And that is where it's accompanied by Shein and Ayin, in such a case that he goes free, but then there is a Chi of Tashlumin, and perhaps the Chiddush, the Rashba, would assume that that's considered to be Tashlumin, where Gvia is Mimeitav. Perhaps that's the Chiddush that the Rashba would maintain. And even though the Gemara says, Kulam Avos L'Shalim in HaMeitav, perhaps one could envision cases of Meitav, right? And that is very simply, right? If you're talking about a case where it's Shein, for example, followed by Ayin, but just a Ha'ara, the very Kasha that the Rashba asks, that why isn't this mentioned among Avos Nezikin, seems to tilt in the first direction, that the Chiyuv of Rosh Eivarim is Bedin Tashlum in Betoras Chov L'Mazik. And therefore, this is a form of Tashlumei Hezek. If you were to go ahead and strike a Ben Chorin, you have to pay him. So if you strike your Eved in lieu of payment, he goes free. And enochinam, if it's hika shina v'shikas, eno, in such a case you have to pay. One will go free, the other one you have to pay. Fashab shat rashba v'lachor is assuming that this is midin chovul amazik. And then a very good kasha, why is this not mentioned as an example of avos nezikin? If one should assume that this is unrelated to dinei chovul amazik, but rather this is midine eved, this is a vehicle of shichrur, an eved, right? An amivria, for example, can go out ayyadei simani. Simani gadlus is motzi d'cheirus. An eved knani is yotzi d'cheirus ayyadei drosha eivarin. In such a case, the kasha could be answered very simply that what is driving the halacha, right, is not considered to be din hezek, right, as much as the unique parsha of yetzia b'rosha eivarin, as Rav Chaim explains. So perhaps even that kasha d'rashba could intimate that perhaps this is considered to be midin tashlumin. This issue could relate to what we discussed earlier, right? The Sugin Bava Kama and Daf Sari Aleph from an Aleph, where the Gemara says the following: Tedefika al Eino and Besime al Azna v'Chersho. So in such a case, he is Yotzei L'Cheiros. If it's a direct hit, that is Rosh Eivarim. If it is Kineged Eino v'Eino Roeh, Kineged Azna v'Eino Shomea. So in such a case, Ein Ha'Eved Yotzei L'Cheiros. In that instance, there is no Yotzei L'Cheiros at all. So if it's a direct hit, yes, that is considered to be Rosh Eivarim. If, however, it is indirect, that is not true. So the Gemara says, my time, why should there be a difference between the two? The Gemara answers, well, if it's direct, good, that's a cause and effect. However, if it was just Keneged Eino, Keneged Ozno, that's what the Gemara says, Hu Nihu Da'avis Anafshei. In such a case, that is something that he caused himself. In other words, that he was startled at what happened, and that was a contributing force. And how do you know that is true, that there should be such a difference between Eino as opposed to Keneged Eino? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Hamavis is Chavero, Potter Bidini Adam, the Chayi Bidei Shamayim. Let's assume this was not an Eved, and you were to go ahead and startle him. So there wouldn't be a Chiyu Betoras Chovel Umazik. So who had the Nami? If there is no Chiyu Betoras Chovel Umazik, so therefore there's no Yitzia Baroshe Eivarim. So just as when it comes to Dine Chovel Umazik, one is Chayiv for Maisa Adam, but one is Potter, if it's a case of Grama, who had the Nami that applies when it comes to Rosh Eivarim as well? Pashup Shat, one could argue that seems to indicate, right, the first possibility, that this is Tashlume Hezek. This is considered to be Tashlume Bitaras Rosh Eivarim. Because if you were to argue that this is a completely separate halacha, that just as there's Yitzia Adei Simanim in a case of Nami Ria, for example, there's Yitzia Adei Rosh Eivarim. So how necessarily does one know to apply the principles of Maisa and Grama that apply to Chovel Amazik and assume that this is relevant to the case of Rosh Eivarim? So the fact that the Gemara writes that is so clear, perhaps that seems to indicate at first glance that this is considered to midin tashlumin. Perhaps that was part of the raya that the Rashba assumes is midin Chovel Amazik. That's why the Rashba asks, why is this not mentioned as part of Chavdalat Avos Nezikin? But as you know from the earlier Shir, we pointed out the difficulty. Tosus is kasha. Tosus raises the issue that you know that our Gemara mentions that this is the result of Grama. But Tosus quotes the Tosefta that disagrees. Tosus says that why is it Kineged Eino Ve'Eino Roeh, Kineged Ozno Ve'Eino Shamea, Ein Ha'Eved Yotze V'Cheirus? Tosus says the Tosefta, Gzeres HaKosuv. When it comes to the parsha of Rosh Eivarim, so in such a case, the pasuk says v'hika ad shiasebo maisa. So therefore, maisa haka is considered to be that which is necessary. So whereas the Gemara says that this is simply a tour of grama, comparable to a case of mavis es chaveiro, the Tosefta quotes a gzeres hakosuv within the parsha of Rosh Eivarim. Perhaps one could argue that also should be dependent on our issue. If one should assume that this is midin chovel umazik, so in such a case you understand that this is not considered to be a basis of chiyuv midine chavala, because it's only considered to be a grama, so in such a case, then ein ha'eved yotzei l'cheirus. But if you assume that this is an independent din shichrur, so in such a case, so the fact that in dine hezek, when we be potter, that's not necessarily a ray at all, and that lechori is the view of the Tosefta, v'ika ad shiasa bo maisa. However, right, one certainly could disagree. Right, after all, you don't want to line up this machlokus with the Gemara against the Tosefta, and therefore it's a Rai Muchachas from the Gemara that this is Betoras Chavala. Perhaps one could argue, as we suggested in the earlier shiur, the following, that everyone agrees, V'hika ad shi'asa b'maisa. Ad shi'asa b'maisa. Of course, some type of maisa is considered to be necessary. Well, if that's true, why does the Gemara have to say that huda avis anafshei? And why is it the Gemara has to quote the b'raisa from Mavises Chavira Potem B'dinyan B'chemine Shemayim? Very simply because of the following. You don't have a pasuk that tells you keneged eino is potter. If you would have a pasuk that would say eino as opposed to keneged eino, that's it. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says vehika, and the drasha is that an shi'asa l'maisa. But maybe one could argue as follows, that even if it's keneged eino ve'eino roeh, keneged ozno ve'eino shomea, maybe that also is considered to be a maisa hakah. After all, we're not talking about where you sat back and did nothing. We're talking about a case that you did inflict, but it was keneged eino ve'eino roeh, keneged ozno ve'eino shomea. Where do you see that that alpidin is not called maisa? That's the kiddush of the Gemara, right? The Tanya hamavis es chavero pota medidyanu v'chevnei shamayim. The fact that in dinei hezek, in chovel umazik, that is not considered to be maisa hezek, but that is considered to be a grama. So that is what allows you to assume that keneged eino is not considered to be v'hika as well. It's not that the Bavli was assuming that the mechayiv of Rosh Ha'ivarim, right, is dependent on hezek. But hezek simply is a raya lakach. It's an indicator that this is not considered to be maisa. This is only considered to be grama. And once that's true, then you can apply on such circumstances the drasha, the tosefta v'hika, ad shi'asa bo maisa. So it's not me etzem dine chavala, but rather it is a raya ledover that this is considered to be a case that is not maisa. You can apply the gzeres hakosuv of the tosefta. With this in mind, right, we had mentioned that one could resolve, right, the kash of the Shar HaMelech, which is related to what we discussed, right, in yesterday's shir as well. The Shar HaMelech is bothered by the following. After all, if you take that mashal of the Gemara literally, that in the case of keneged eino, it is a case of mavis es chavero pot medine adam v'chai b'nei shamayim, that would seem to result in a very great chiddush, and that is if hika keneged eino or keneged ozno, so therefore there should be a chiyuv l'shachar es ha'evet latzei sidei shamayim. After all, the Gemara says, my taima, huda avis anavshei, and Tanya, Hamavis es chavero potem medidam v'chai b'nei shamayim. So therefore the corollary then should be, if one, right, inflicts such damage, even keneged eino, so why do we assume ein ha'evet yotzei l'chairos? We should assume that potem medidam, but b'nei shamayim, one is obligated to give that eved ishtar shichra. And the Shar HaMelech points out that one could intensify the kasha by raising the following issue, and that is the issue of tfisa that we discussed earlier. That if you assume when there's a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim, the tfisa in fact would work. Right, the Rashi b'le metzian daf tzialef, at least when it comes to kimnei d'rabinei. But the Shar HaMelech raises, if that is a broader application, the tfisa works whenever there's a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim. Again, one could disagree. We pointed out earlier shiurim that what is true of kimnei d'rabinei is not necessarily true of grama, but if one should assume that there is a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim and therefore tfisa would work, so therefore, similar to the kashu raised earlier, that this evid is tafus ba'atzmo. There's no tfisa. If you're talking about cheirus, so therefore there's no second step that is necessary, that the toveh will seize from the nitva. The evid is tafus ba'atzmo. In which case, if you assume that there's a chiyuv latzei sidei shamayim, it's not just simply that the adon should do the right thing and free him, but rather, automatically, any shibur or kinyan shamamam should be paka. One could answer the kasha of the Shar HaMelech, right, based on what we just suggested, by no, the Gemara doesn't mean to assume that this is considered to be midine chavala, and therefore it has the status of grama. That's not the case. Rav Chaim is raya from the Rambam that this is a halacha of Eved, Yitzia B'Rosh Eivarim, halacha of Shichra, Tashlumei Rosh Eivarim, not Tashlumei Demei Chavona. In such a case, what is the Gemara doing? No, the Gemara is just exploring the scope of the Pasuk. Behika Achiyasa B'maisa. And the Gemara is just bringing a Raya over that this is not called Maisa. Why is it that you are a potter? You're not potter because Grumbin is Akin is potter, that you could say, well, if that's true, there's a Chiv Latzeh Sidei Shemaim. You're potter because of the Pasuk, as the Tosefta quotes of Behika Achiyasa B'maisa. And there, there's no indicator at all that there's a second tier that your chayiv bidei shemayim. If the tour is based on grumba bin yizakin, then there's a chayiv latzei sidei shemayim. But if it's based on the pasuk of ahika, so therefore once you argue that is not considered to be a maisa haka, that certainly would not be the case. And that was one possibility. A, in understanding the correlation of the Gemara and Sadi Aleph, and with that, right, resolving the kasha of the Shah HaMelech, that certainly Fisa would not be applicable, but there is no Chiyu Latzei Sidei Shamayim at all. A second possible approach to answer the kasha of the Shah HaMelech is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that tells us that Yitzia Barosh Eivarim, the Yerushalmi in Ksuvis considers that to be a Chiyu Knas. That's what the Yerushalmi writes in Paragimel. And Ilanara Salachiyud, that is considered to be a case of Knas. And we already discussed at length, right, the Tosos and Ksuvas and Daf Lama Dalam Abeis, that even if one should assume that there is a Chiyuv, Latzei Sidei Shemayim, when it comes to Tashlumei Mamon, in cases of Grama, or in cases of Kemet Rabminei, that is not true when it comes to Knas. There Tosos points out there is no Chiyuv Knas, Latzei Sidei Shemayim. Bezn will be Govek Knas. But without the Bitsua HaBezdin, there is no Chiyu. Let's say Sidei Shamayim. We had mentioned earlier that there is a Sefer HaChinuch that possibly disagrees. The Sefer HaChinuch is found in Mitzvah Nun Aleph. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, even when it comes to Knas, there's a Chiyu of Tashlum in Let's say Sidei Shamayim, when Bezdin does not go there. But the Chinuch was speaking about a very limited case, the Minchas Chinuch pointed out, and that is Chatzi Nezek of a short time. And that we know is different. Because in that case, true, it is a chi of knas, because the behemah is beches kashimur. But nonetheless, right, that is yesh b'chlam asayimana, right, in the sense that it doesn't even exceed the chi of keren of hefsid mamon. So in such a case, maybe one could argue that that is very different. That's the distinction we saw in the Rush, right, in Perakama Bavakama in Simen Chaf, where the Rush maintained that even if you assume tfisas knas does not work, generally, Tfisas Knas will work when it comes to a case of Chatzi Nezek, because that's the view of Rabbeinu Meir. The Rush maintained that Tfisas Knas works in all cases, as we saw in the Rambam, even in cases of Dalet Behei, far in excess of the Chiyuv Keren. But Rabbeinu Meir distinguished that said Tfisa would work in some cases it would not. So one simple terrace, the Shah HaMelech's Kasha, is that Yitzias Rosh Eivarim, Yerushalmi considers them a Chiyuv Knas, and there is no Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim in those cases. And even if one should assume that Tfisa works, we mentioned earlier as well that one cannot necessarily equate Tfisa with a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim. Because after all, Tfisa is Bal Korcha Shel Hanitva. And that, the Rush writes, works based on Ovid Inish Dina D'Nafshe. Even if Bez will not enforce, but I could enforce Ovid Inish Dina D'Nafshe. However, a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim means that I am obligated to pay on my own volition. In such an instance, that in fact would not apply. But perhaps to an extent, as we mentioned, how you understand the Gemara Daf Tzadi Aleph, and how you understand the Drush of the Tosefta, could be based on this issue, whether Yitzia Barosh Eivarim is form of Tashlumin, or whether in fact it is not. If you look in the Rambam, as Reb Chaim maintains, the Rambam Shita, that Yitzia Barosh Eivarim is not Betoras Tashlumin, but rather it is clear, it is considered to be Tashlumei Dimei Eivarim, a unique halacha of Shichur HaEved, but cannot be equated with Chavala. The only time you can invoke a Chiyu Betoras Chov L'Mazik is when it was Mamish Bazeh Harzeh, where the Eved was really Yotzi Dechirus through the loss of the first Eved. That's why there are places that in Chov L'Mazik. Mashen came when it comes to Vasachas, there's certainly a single Eved, the normal case of Rosh Eivarim, where that certainly is considered to be Din Eved. Pashuv Shat, this is something which is clear in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. If you look in mitzvahs asei resh lamed hey, the Rambam clearly presents yitzia b'rosh evarim midine shichra, not midin chavala. The Rambam writes the following, that he should see vano b'din eved knani. That's mitzvah resh lamed hey, the mitzvah, the dinim of eved knani. And the Rambam writes, v'hu shenavod bo la'olam, v'she'en lo chirus ela b'shein va'ayin. The Rambam writes, after all, he has to serve forever, and he is freed for Shein Va'ayin. And the Rambam cites the Gemara of Kol HaMeshachar Avdo Over Be'ezei, Lola Bem Tavod, the Sigitna Flamet Ches, but yet, Kosev B'Torah, Shehu Meshachar V'Shein Va'ayin. So therefore, the Rambam describes Shein and Ayin as not being Midin Tashlumin, but the Rambam incorporates this in the mitzvah of Eved Kenani. The Rambam writes that there are dinim ha'eved, the mitzvah, so to speak, of eved knani, the mitzvah reish lamenei, and included in that is yetziya b'rosh shevarim, but an exception to lolam behem tavodu. And regarding this point, the Ramban is masig. The Sogas Ramban says the following: the lo tala al datcha shehu mitzvah shehiya balav mitzuv lehotzil lecheros. That certainly is not true, that's part of the mitzvah. Part of mitzvah reish lamed hey is the mitzvah of yetziya b'rosh evarim. Rabbanai, certainly that's not true. That's not part of the mitzvah of eved knani. But the Ramban writes the following: but ela knas, that's a knas, and ve'ein mitzvahs asay knas. This is simply a knas which is meted out, but that's not part of what the Rambam terms the mitzvah of Eved Kenani. The Ramban continues and writes, Aval ha'inyan hazehu din min hadinin. This is simply part of the prati hadin regarding an Eved. Shenitzdavenu l'shalem le'Eved Kenani shichrur gufo. That there's a chiyuv tashlumin b'frosh evarim. And how does that tashlumin manifest itself? Right? In shichrur. Umeis amdo imbala v'desdin yishtachrer oso b'tashlumei nezek. That's the phrase that the Ramban raises. Yishtachrer oso b'tashlumei nezek. Normally, when a person does a maisa ezek, in such a case there's a chiyuv tashlumin. Right? In such a case, how does it manifest itself? Right? The Eved doesn't have an independent yad. The answer is that the chiyuv tashlumin is translated into Shichra ha'eved, yishtachra oso b'tashlumei nezek. Poshem shat, it would appear, for the way the Ramban phrases that concept of yetziya b'rosh evarim, it is considered to be a chiyuv tashlumin. Tashlumei nezek, midin chov l'mazik. The Rambam clearly assumes that's not true. The Rambam writes, this is bichlal mitzvah sa'eved. And that's the Ramban takes issue with, the ein mitzvah sa'sei knas. The fact that there's a chiyuv tashlumin if you abuse, does not consider it to be part of the mitzvah or the parsha of Eved. It's an important detail that shichra is attained, right, al yedei rosh shevarim. So perhaps to some extent, that is the Rambam, the Shitasei. The Rambam who understands that yetziya b'rosh shevarim, right, is a unique halacha of shein va'ayin, not considered to be dmei chavala. That's exactly why the Rambam makes that distinction. And the Kiddush, that if it's bevas achas, so in such a case, both have that character. And that's why the Rambam can argue that there is a chiyuv tashlumin. If it's bazeh harzeh, the first is considered to be din shichur, the second is considered to be a chiyuv tashlumin, but now if you have a chiyuv tashlumin to an eved, it's mukav get shichur, so that's subject to the safek of the Gemara Gittin and Daf Membe. So as a hashlama to what V'chaim briefly has in the stencils, perhaps again this is the Shitasei of the Rambam, say from mitzvos, perhaps this fits in with the makaros of Tosus and the Tosefta, the Kasha of the Shara Melech, and perhaps this is the Brar HaKir, Yetziya b'rosh evarim. To what extent is it midin tashlum, and to what extent is it considered to be a form of shichur? Okay. We'll end now, and then Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow we'll do Aseres HaDibros, okay, some old and some new aspects of Aseres HaDibros, and Rosh Hashanah will start us to make our on Sunday.